Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Monday. Da, da, da. Hey, what is up? It's Sam Crowley. Happy freaking Monday to everybody out there. It's September 14th, 2015. Having an amazing week. There's big changes going on, child. Big changes going on. Let me tell you something. If you are not changing, you're dying. Dying. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the number one motivational podcast on iTunes. It's Sam Crowley, host of EverydaySaturday.com and the Everyday Saturday Show. Hey, shout out. Thank you for the 5-star ratings on iTunes. Each podcast, I implore you. I don't beg, but I encourage you to head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating because it helps other people that are hurting and that want to be motivated and inspired. It helps them find the show. All right. The more 5-star ratings you leave, the happier the universe is. All right. Thank you too. A couple of most recent reviews. Fernando Vich says, thank you, Sam, for a great start to my day. I make it a point to listen to your wisdom every day. Thank you. 5 stars. By future PGA golfer. I love that name. God, would I love to be a PGA golfer. What a life, man. What a life. Is it too old? I'm 47. Can I get started on a senior tour? If I start now, I can change anything. Future PGA golfer says, Sam, love the podcast. You motivate me. Get out there and chase my dream. Keep doing what you're doing. Hey, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Thank you for the great reviews. You can do that. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Also, I'm on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I'll get your tweet. I'll reply to your tweet. Send me some love. I'll send it back. Any questions, any topics for the show? I know I got a couple of topics I got to hit on this week. I promise you I'm going to get to those. Even if you send them to me on Twitter a month ago, I still have them. Don't worry. Do not worry. I will get to those topics as well. Feeling amazing, man. I got off Facebook. What? Oh, my God, I can't live without Facebook. Oh, my God, what I put a post out there about what I had for breakfast. What have I got? I got to see right now if somebody liked it. That's me. That's me. That's you. That's everybody, right? Now, I don't think I put a post out there about what I had for breakfast and immediately refresh my page to see who liked it. But I'm a marketer. If you're a marketer, you need Facebook. I mean, that's silly to think that you don't. However, there come the point in time, and this is just a personal preference. So I sent an email out to my list Saturday as well, let them know. And Saturday, I woke up and I said, I'm going to do it. And I'm just going to do it. I'm going to deactivate my Facebook account. I'm not going to delete it. Like, I haven't gone to the insane asylum. I've got, I don't even know when I got on Facebook, 2007, you know? So what's that, maybe 8 years of photos and archives and stuff out there of my kids and everything. But that's another thing. I mean, I've got 4 children now, and we've been highlighting the baby Susan journey over the past year. And if you want to catch that, just go to One More Breath. I'm posting photos and always uplifting inspirational stuff there, as well as Every Day is Saturday, our fan page there. And so I said, you know, it's kind of time right now to do a few things. Number one, draw a little bit more of a clearer line between my personal life and my quote-unquote, you know, stage life as, you know, the speaker and the marketer. And it's funny, I got a kick out. I got a lot of comments on the post, and one of the individuals said, well, that's what happens when people get to be famous. I'm like, I don't know if we're on the same page, man. I am so far from famous. I'm not even famous in my own neighborhood. We got 17 houses on a cul-de-sac. I mean, I'm not even famous in my own house, okay? Susan's much more famous than I am. Heck, Madeline's more famous than I am. That ain't it. Let me just tell you, it's a personal preference. It just is. I want real relationships with people. I yearn to have a real conversation with a real individual that, A, doesn't involve me having to do anything for them or them having to do anything for me.
I get hit up on text message, and a lot of times I get so many messages, just like you, if you're a marketer, that come into Facebook or your inbox and, hey, how you been? And it's from somebody who you haven't heard from, typically another marketer on the internet. And I'm like, okay. And it used to be like, oh, wow, I'm doing great. And it's a canned sent from their VA, or they just cut and paste and sent it themselves. Hey, let me know what projects you're working on and how I can help. So in the past, I was gullible enough to reply back that said, oh, wow, funny you mentioned it. I've got a product launch coming up, or I got this speaker training I'm launching. I'd be happy if you could promote that. Absolutely. Nothing. Crickets. It was just a cut and paste. It wasn't even a real message from a real person, even though it came from their Facebook account. And then, of course, we get sucked into the Facebook engine, down into the rabbit hole. We log on, as we do from our phone most of the time, or on our computer when we're working, and we're trying hard to focus on what we need to do for the day. And you click, and you click. Oh, wow, Sally got married last week. Oh, look at Jim had an event out in San Diego. Looks like they had a lot of people there. Boy, look at Norm there. I didn't know he'd gained a couple pounds since last I saw. That's it. I mean, seriously, that's what you do, right? You just click and click and click and click. And you've wasted 20 minutes of your day. And I've got the 1/96th of a day principle. Remember that principle I taught on the one podcast, that there's 96 15-minute increments in every single day. And how you maximize those 15-minute increments has a lot to do with how your day goes and how productive you are. And because so many people are like, oh, my God, my day got away from me. Well, 15 minutes isn't going to get away from you. If you can't focus for 15 minutes, you got a bigger problem than your day getting away from you, okay? And some of us cannot. And look, I got both hands in you. Guys, let me tell you something. When I start teaching about this stuff or speaking about this stuff, I am always using myself as an example. I don't have the discipline to get on a social media site and curiosity killed the cat. You know what I mean? It's like you start looking, wow, what's going on? Because sometimes we look for an idea. If, for example, if there's a fellow podcaster that's advertising a text message marketing system that he's using on his podcast to build a list or something, I'll start clicking and clicking and clicking, but then I end up in a group and I start looking at what everybody's talking about. Or there's another speaker who's promoting a product, and I'm always looking to model, not copy, but model. If there's someone out there smarter than me, which is about 99% of the universe, and they figured out a way to build a business around speaker training or something, I know I've got the intellectual property, but I don't have all the marketing answers. I'm going to click and click and click, and here I am on Amazon buying a television somehow, you know, and that's the way it works. So Saturday when I woke up, that's it. I'm pulling the plug for a while. Not forever, just for a while. I want to be able to speak to somebody. Like I said, I get a lot of messages, like any marketer does, from people who want to catch up and promote this and pitch that. I don't want that right now. You know what I want? I want to pick up the phone, and my buddy Dave Licani reached out to me, and I'm going to reach out to Dave. He lives in Idaho. He runs a great business called Bold Approach, very successful marketer. I haven't talked to Dave in, I don't know, 8 years, that long probably. Now, Dave and I are not besties. It's not like I haven't even seen Dave. You know, I saw him once at an event, JV Alert Live in Philadelphia in 2007. Saw my buddy Tom Beal there as well. Tommy, I know you listen to this show. Great guy. Follow him, TomBeal.com, BEAL. And these are great individuals that I just don't catch up with. And I don't want to talk to these guys about marketing. You know, I want to talk to, what's going on, man? What did you have for breakfast? Like, you know what I mean? Speaking of, why do I always talk about breakfast? So fixated. I've never even asked anybody what they've had for breakfast. I'm not even sure why I asked that question. What's going on with life, man? You know, how do you deal with adversity? How do you deal with challenges? How's the family? How do you be a dad? How do you be a mom? And, you know, all these different questions I have for people. Let's just talk unfiltered just about things that are going on in life. Why do we have to talk like everything is figured out? You know, because if, oh my God, we can't put a negative looking selfie on Facebook. Oh, we can't act like we don't have all the answers or people won't buy our product. You know what I found? And I actually tested this. All right. And I tested it by the fact, I mean, the more I posted about not being negative, but being real, meaning I don't have all the answers, guys. And I think that's why this podcast gets millions of downloads, is because I don't act like I have all the answers. I'm actually trying to figure out life along with you. I'm the father of 4 kids. I'm married. I've got so many flaws. My God, if I just started podcasting now about all my flaws, we wouldn't even get to in 15 years from now, we wouldn't even get to where the end of that list is. Okay. So I don't even pretend like I have it all figured out. But when I started out in this business, that's the way I acted. I created this online persona, and I reached out to everybody, and I posted in forums, and I acted like I had all the answers, and because I thought that's what people resonated with, because how can you be a guru if you don't have everything figured out? You know what? That lifestyle sucks. You know why? Because it's a losing proposition. Eventually, you're going to get exposed. You can't live a double life. You can't. I mean, you can, but there's no sense of fulfillment there. Remember that? Because success without fulfillment equals failure. That's the definition of failure for me, success without fulfillment. I feel the most fulfilled when I put all my flaws out there, not all of them. We all have skeletons in the closet. But when I put the flaws out there, meaning, and this is where I've actually had coaches and mentors. Yes, I actually have mentors. Because everybody should have a coach that gives them advice. I've had a number of individuals say, hey, man, you're way too, like, real. I mean, people don't need to know. One guy said, you need to buy a more expensive car. You need to get a pool in your backyard. I'm like, okay. And a nicer house. I'm like, no, that ain't me, man. That ain't me. Look, if people don't want to hang around me, a Midwestern guy living in Cincinnati, I have more than I ever deserve. All right? I have more than I'll ever deserve in my lifetime from where I started from. Are you kidding me? So I don't need to put on a persona anymore. But there was a point in time I felt like I needed to. If Facebook would have been around in 2005 and everybody was on it then, I'd be putting up fan pages with me standing in front of somebody else's car, somebody else's house. That's not what I want. I want real relationships. On the next show, let me cut this one short right now, I want to talk about what the mindset was about getting away from Facebook for a while, focusing on a couple of fan pages I run every day, Saturday, as well as One More Breath. The relaunch of 6 Days of Saturday 2.0, what's going on with that? I don't even know how many shows I'm doing today. I got one down, many more to come this week. Let me tell you, that's another thing I'm going to be focusing on is just creating content. I just want to create content, you know? My daughter is here right now. She's one floor right above me. I'm in my office recording. She's bouncing around in a new outfit with these little cute jeans on. The kid's 1 year old, man. It's like, my God. I can't afford to miss anything that's going on with my baby, you know? And I don't want to be on Facebook. At 20 minutes of clicking around on Facebook, my God, I could be up there kissing up my baby. What, are you kidding me? Come on, man. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. I'll see you in the next show. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.